and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard, or wet, or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Today's story is a triple feature. Three true confessions about young love, or rather, lust. So, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and get stroking, because the show is about to begin. Hannah and I were both 18. We met during freshman year in high school. We had various classes together, so naturally, we became good friends. Now, I was more of a quiet, nerdy kid. I was fairly muscular, but besides that, I didn't think I was that attractive. Hannah, however, is a different story. Our school had many attractive girls, but Hannah is on a whole other level. She's a beautiful brunette with a nice pair of tits, and an absolute amazing ass that would get all the guys staring. Smart, funny, athletic. She is perfect. Every guy wanted her. Even though she and I are just friends, I'd be lying if I said I didn't mind hooking up with her, given the opportunity. She had two serious boyfriends during high school, but none of them ended up staying with her after graduation. However, she told me the reason for her breakups were due to them not being able to satisfy her enough. We had a very open friendship. We're very physical with each other. We've seen each other cry before. We've playfully flirted with each other, and we've even seen each other in our underwear before, mainly due to hanging out at the pool frequently together. Our high school senior class organized a final party, a sort of farewell to everyone before we all head off to college and go our separate ways. Since I was fairly liked by the majority of the class, I was invited to this party. The party itself was just all right. Got to hang out with my friends, but other than that, nothing too special. After the party ends, Hannah comes up to me. She's wearing a red crop top with leggings that made her curves stand out. "Hey," she says, while running up to give me a hug. "How was the party?" It was kinda alright. Got to hang out with some friends, but nothing much else. Yeah, same here. Nothing really interesting happened. Actually, my friend who was supposed to give me a ride got kinda wasted and had to leave early, leaving me without a ride. "Think I can just hop into your car and you could take me home?" Who am I to say no? "Yeah, no problem." "Thanks, you're the sweetest," she said with a coy little smile. As we were walking back, I couldn't help but stare at her ass. Her leggings really made her ass seem much more curvy than it already is. I caught her turning around, and I quickly tried to look away. She, unfortunately, saw. As I saw her little smile and her head giggle as she turned around to face the other way, she went on and acted like she didn't notice, but I was still embarrassed after that. We hop in the car and start making some small talk. She had offered for me to stay at her house for a bit to watch a movie with her. Her parents were out of town, so we had the whole house to ourselves. My heart began racing as my mind began to wander and jump to conclusions. I kept telling myself, "Don't be this dumb. We're just going to hang out as friends. Nothing special to it." During the ride to her house, we start to talk about random nonsense and even get a little flirty. This didn't bother me much, as this was just how she acted around her closest friends. I noticed, however, that she was getting a bit too horny, even for her. She hasn't been in a relationship for a while now, so all that pent-up energy was flying out. But even still, this was way too much. I was getting more and more turned on. My heart was racing even more now. I still thought to myself, "Just keep your cool. She isn't trying to hook up with you." We arrive at her home, and she quickly goes into her bathroom to change up. She comes out in just a bra and panties. Nothing I haven't seen before, but damn, it is so hard to try not to stare at her body. She caught me looking at her again while she was walking back, and she gave me another little smirk. But she acted again like nothing happened. Me and Hannah have this tradition of watching bad movies to try and pick fun at them. It's fun for us and usually what we do occasionally for these movie nights. We found the worst rated movie we could find and began. We made comments here and there, had some laughs, and overall had a good time. The movie ends and we're both laying there in bed. She breaks the silence by saying this, "I saw you checking me out earlier." Obviously, I knew that she had seen, but I thought she just let it go. "Yeah, sorry about that one." "Your dirty little eyes like to wander, don't they?" she says with a smirk on her face. "Well, do you really blame me?" I respond. She rolled her eyes with a smile and playfully slapped me. "God, you really are something, you know. But you know, I don't mind. Kinda liked it, actually," she said. My heart stopped for a second. I was trying to process what she had just said. My cock instantly hardened. Those words had turned me on so much. She placed her hand on my chest and leaned towards me. "I've been missing this," she says softly. "If you don't mind..." She leaned in for a kiss. My first kiss with her ever. I couldn't believe what was happening. My heart was racing faster than ever. She didn't stop. Her lips were so soft and warm. I tried to follow her lead, but she moves faster, and so I felt her tongue touch my lip. I followed her lead and tongue-kissed her for the first time. She stopped kissing for a second there, only to catch her breath. And every time she smiled and giggled, she took her breath. She smiled and giggled as she stopped to take a breath. Gaining more confidence, I stopped kissing her mouth and started on her neck. She let out a small moan, but I kept going towards her tits. She stopped me. I thought I went too far, but I looked up at her and her coy little smirk. "Let me take care of what's in your pants first," she said. She put her hand on my thigh and started rubbing it, slowly moving towards my cock. I thought I was going to rip my jeans then and there. She then unzipped my jeans and pulled them down, revealing my throbbing cock. "Holy fuck," she said. "You're really packing something in here." She kissed the tip of my dick and looked up at me and smiled. "Just sit back. I'll make you feel good." She moved her head down into position, stuck out her tongue, and licked from the base of my cock all the way to the head. The sensation of her hot breath on my cock almost made me pass out. I was in heaven. She repeated it a few times before all at once taking it all in her mouth and pushing it down until I was deep in her throat. She started bobbing up and down, going almost all the way down on my cock. She was an absolute expert. To this day, it is still one of the best blowjobs I've ever received. I opened my eyes to watch her and saw that she was looking up at me as she took my cock deep in her throat. I was so turned on that I almost came right there. I began to moan and barely managed to get out, "Slow down, I'm gonna come." But instead of slowing down, she untied her bra, revealing her perfect tits that I've longed to see. She buried my cock in between her jugs and began to bob up and down as she took me back into her mouth. That was it. I lost control and came hard. My first shot of cum sprang up and landed on her tits. She placed her mouth over my cock, trying to take the rest. I thrust in her and heard her gag a little. She kept her mouth on it until I'd shot my last drop of cum. She collected the extra cum that was on her tits and swallowed it all. I couldn't even begin to find words. The sight of seeing my best friend covered in my cum was a sight to behold. Finally, after an awkward silence, I whimpered, "Thank you." I was completely out of words for a minute there. I just got a blowjob from my insanely hot best friend. This was something that I would only experience in my dreams. As I struggled to collect my thoughts, my cock became erect again. I'm still not done. I want to do more with her. She turned over to me and says, "How was that?" "Absolutely incredible." She laughs. "Glad you enjoyed it. Think you can pleasure me now? I'm on a pill, so let's have some fun tonight, she said seductively. Without hesitation and with newfound confidence, I make my move. I forced my lips onto hers, and we start making out. We keep kissing as the breathing gets heavier, and she forces her tongue in my mouth, her boobs pressing against my chest. I pick her up and pin her against the wall. She's got her arms around me, her hands on the back of my neck. I slide my fingers down her panties and start to rub her clit very gently. It feels amazing, her warm and soaking clit pressed against my fingers. She lets out a couple moans and starts breathing faster. She then reaches down and fully takes off her panties and tosses them aside. She hastily yanked the shirt off my back, and now we're both fully naked. We start to make out some more, our kisses becoming more passionate. We wanted each other, and bad. She takes control and pushes me down onto the bed. She climbs on top and over my cock. Her pussy is perfect, perfectly shaved and beautiful lips. She teases me for a bit, grinding her pussy against my cock and soaking onto it from how wet she was. It felt too good. I couldn't take it anymore. All I wanted to do at that moment was thrust my cock into her, fill her up. She aligns her pussy with my cock, takes a deep breath, and takes it all in. It's a bit much for her at first, but she gains confidence and begins to speed up. She's so tight and soaking wet. I wrap my arms around her waist, and she rides up and down on my cock. Her moans start to get louder every time she fully goes down against my cock. I grabbed her hands and pulled her downward, with my face now buried in between her tits. I felt like I was in heaven. Life couldn't feel any better than what I was feeling in that moment. I sucked on her tits as I pounded deep inside of her. I grabbed her ass and turned her around into a missionary position. I start thrusting faster into her, trying to get her to come. She started moaning loudly. I almost lost it every time she moaned my name, her moans echoing through the walls. Pedestrians walking down the street could have heard us, but we didn't care. Years of sexual tension between us led to this moment. I could see it in her eyes. She wanted me in her, now more than ever. I get closer to coming with every pump. She's leaking everywhere, soaking my throbbing cock and balls as I slam the whole thing into her. She wraps her arms around me, her nails digging into my back. I get close to coming and tell her, "I'm getting close. Please, do it inside of me," she manages to get out through exasperated gasps. She wrapped her thighs around my back as to prevent me from pulling out. I lost it at that. I shot out the biggest load of cum I've ever done into her insides, filling her up. She orgasmed too. Her body clenches as she throws her head back and lets out one final moan. When our orgasms subside, she kept holding on to me with her arms and thighs, her breathing into my ear. We were both kind of in this blissful post-sex haze. Then she giggles and tells me, "Wow, thank you. I really needed that." "Anything for you," I responded. We kissed one final time before I pulled out of her. We both hopped in the shower to clean up. I gave her one final hug as I told her goodbye and left for the night. I still couldn't believe what had happened as I was driving home. I had just fucked and came inside of the girl that I care about so much. We hooked up a couple more times after that. And yes, in case you're wondering, we did hook up a couple more times after that. I've been friends with Daniel for nearly 15 years. We're both 26 years old now and still see each other once or twice a month. We both have jobs and live 45 minutes away from each other, so getting together once a month is an amazing feat. I love Daniel like a brother. His family has always been so lovely to me. I actually stayed at their house for nearly 3 weeks in high school when my mom suffered severe depression following a nasty divorce. They're good people. I tell you all this because I feel like a complete douchebag right now. Daniel has a sister named Emily. She's 20 years old and still lives at home. She works part-time at Sephora and goes to a community college in town. I know it's customary to add the stats of the woman in the story, but who really cares how tall Emily is? I feel like that'd only be relevant if she so happened to be the tallest or shortest woman in the world. What you do need to know about Emily is that she's magnetic. She has so much energy around her. It's difficult to explain. It's like she's walking through life in her own little musical. It's hard for me to describe her sexually, because she's always been like a sister to me, but things are starting to change. Daniel and Emily's parents had a barbecue at their house this past holiday weekend. It's a tradition. They have a beautiful backyard with palm trees and shit. I was always jealous of their house growing up. I spent most of my life in a dilapidated apartment building, so I didn't really have a backyard. It's always a good time going to their house, drinking a little bit, snacking on some food, and sharing stories with everyone. As the sun went down and Daniel's extended family left, I was prepared to leave too, but they insisted that I stay because they wanted to have board game night. Yeah, they're that kind of family. Basically, Daniel is Corey and I'm Sean, you know, Boy Meets World. I won't bore you with the details of board game night, but it was a surprisingly fun time. I personally think board games are underrated. Real hot take, I know. After Daniel's parents went to bed, the three of us talked for 30 to 40 minutes, and then Daniel announced he was going to bed. I usually sleep on the couch while staying over, so I went to the hall closet and got out a blanket and pillow to prepare for bed as well. Emily was still hanging around, though. She helped me spread the blanket over the couch, and we talked some more. Somehow, we ended up talking about the poetry that she writes. This led to her saying, "Actually, you know what? Come up to my bedroom and I can show you a few. They're too embarrassing to say out loud." She plopped herself haphazardly on the bed, and then reached under the other side to pull out a stack of index cards. She took off the rubber band holding them together and started going through them. "Sit down, make yourself comfortable," she said. She was half on her side, half on her stomach, with her ass sticking out towards me. She wore a pair of black pajama pants. The way her ass stood out was really fucking with me. I just stared at it the whole time she was going through her poems. At some point, I must have slipped into an ass-induced coma, because when I snapped out of it, Emily was nudging me with her leg. "Are you okay?" she asked me. "Yeah, must have spaced out," I laughed. "Looked like you were just staring at my ass." "What?" I said, acting completely shocked she'd think such a thing. "It's okay if you were." "I wasn't," I said. It was at this point she started to jiggle her ass. I tried not to look, but I'm just a human. "Okay, I was looking. Can you please stop?" "Why?" "It's distracting. Show me what it looks like from your view." "What?" "I want to see why it's so distracting. Take a photo and show me." I waited for a minute, thinking she'd be like, "Just kidding," but she didn't say that. Instead, she pulled my phone out of my pocket and basically placed it inside my hand. Reluctantly, I opened it up to the camera and took the photo. I then handed her the phone so she could look. "Wow," she paused. "That is pretty distracting." She had stopped looking through the index cards a few minutes ago. She was just staring at me now. Her eyes went down to the bulge in my pants. "Let me see," she demanded. "Emily." "Emily what? Why can't we have a little fun? Daniel's my best friend. We're basically family. But we're not. So let me see it." She started to jiggle her ass again. I could no longer pretend not to be interested. I slowly unzipped my pants and pulled them down, along with my boxer briefs, just enough to reveal my hard cock. "Holy shit, you have a beautiful cock," she said. said. It was the first time anyone had ever called my cock beautiful. I started to pull my pants back up, but she stopped me by grabbing my hand. No, cuddle with me. She reached behind her and slid her pajama pants down to her ankles, revealing her bare ass. Then she grabbed my pants and pulled them down before turning back on her side. I positioned myself directly behind her and nearly moaned as my cock pressed against her warm ass. I wrapped my arms around her and pulled her in close. We're not fucking, I warned her. Okay, she said quietly. We didn't move for the first 5 minutes or so, but then she slowly started to grind her ass against me. My cock slipped between her cheeks. She moved her ass up and down, stroking me between her cheeks. My left hand found her breast through her shirt and squeezed it roughly. Our breathing started to increase at this point. I moved in closer and started to kiss her neck lightly. She continued to stroke my cock between her cheeks. Occasionally, my dick would slide down to the lips of her pussy. She moaned every single time it happened and pushed herself against it, but never let it slip in. Suck on my fingers, I instructed her as I slipped two fingers inside her mouth briefly, just long enough to get them wet. I slid my hand down her stomach to her clit. I rubbed it gently and started to thrust against her ass with my cock, the head of my dick brushing against her asshole. Mmm, Emily moaned as I continued to rub her clit. I want your cock, she whispered breathlessly. We're not fucking, I told her again. She let out a moan or grunt of frustration and went back to focusing on me, rubbing her clit. Her movements against me, which were once methodical, were now sporadic as she moaned in pleasure. My cock once again slid down to her pussy. This time, I allowed the head to press against her opening just a little. And before I had time to move it away, she backed herself against me, and my cock slid inside her warm pussy. Oh, God, yes, she moaned. There was no turning back. No way I was going to refrain from fucking her now. I kept my fingers on her clit and rubbed it gently as I slowly pushed my cock deeper inside her pussy. After all the teasing, this was pushing us both over the edge. I could feel her start to squirm as she reached out her hand and squeezed her pillow. Fuck! Fuck! She cried out as she came all over my dick. I could feel the warmth intensify around my dick. That was all I needed. I quickly pulled my cock out and stroked myself over her ass. Shot after shot of cum covered her ass as she moved it from side to side. She then grabbed my cock and used it as a paintbrush to smear the cum all over her ass. I guess we are fucking, huh? She laughed. Casey and I had been friends for close to a year. We had initially met in the context of flirting, despite the fact that I later discovered she had a boyfriend. Nothing really came of it, and I realized she likes getting off on attention. She liked to bring new people into the friend group and flirt with them, like some kind of game or conquest. Once they gave her what she wanted, she'd move on pretty quick. Despite that, Casey was a fun person to be around. If she wanted to, she could make you feel like the most important person in the room. It also didn't hurt that she looked like a model. Tall, lean, classy tattoos, piercing blue eyes, and a delicately chiseled jaw. But that was all runner-up. The real prize was her lips. She had by far the most divine, luscious lips, perfectly shaped. The way her pouty lips rested on her gorgeous face. If I hadn't known her, I could imagine her speaking French. Tongue and lips dancing around her smoky voice. But Casey did not speak French. She spoke loud. She was an obnoxious, funny, charming mess that never missed a chance to make a raunchy comment. Every evening with her was an adventure. It wasn't outside the norm for her to flash her tits or grab my ass from time to time. But eventually, I just chalked it up to her wild child behavior. She's a drop-dead knockout with a crazy streak. I told myself it'd be nice if something happened, but let's be honest, it's not gonna happen. Anyway, this is the time that something totally happened. We met up for dinner, like we had many times before. And Casey wore a Misfits band t-shirt and a denim skirt with some beat-up Chuck Taylors. She had this way of wearing relatively mundane clothes and still somehow looking like a goddess. Probably helped that she puts on makeup for like an hour anytime she left the house. Her winged eyeliner was a thing to behold. We sat outside in the patio seating and drank a beer each while we talked. I don't know if she noticed, but I definitely checked out her legs a couple times. At one point, she turned to face the sky, and the way the setting sun shined against her dirty blonde hair while she took a sip of her beer was a fucking work of art. "What's up?" she asked, catching me off guard. Nothing. It's just a beautiful day." I averted my gaze for the obligatory few seconds and pretended to look up at the sky while I finished my beer. As I looked back to her, it was clear she hadn't looked away from my eyes. She was just grinning. "Okay then," she mocked. "What do you want to do after?" "Probably watch something. Black Mirror?" I suggested. She was a fan of the show and I enjoyed sci-fi, so it was our go-to in the event of boredom. "Sounds good." She finished her meal and we headed back to my place for a chill night, or so I thought. I don't know which episode we watched, but I can assure you that there was no rational reason for this girl to get horny watching dystopian speculative horror fiction. And yet, after an hour or so, she looked over to me and asked, "Hey, do you want to watch porn?" As if that was just a normal thing for two buddies to do. She was dead serious. My heart was pounding out of my chest and attempted to climb out of my mouth so that it could scream, "Yes!" Sure, I replied, as if I didn't care one way or the other. Gotta play it cool, right? After all, maybe she was just being the silly, raunchy ball of chaos that she always was. So I picked up my tablet, opened the browser incognito, and handed it to her. "Why don't you choose something?" Like handing her a TV remote. Absolutely surreal behavior from the both of us. She found a video a lot faster than I ever have. I'm really indecisive. And she hit play. We laid the tablet between us on the couch and we got comfy. As the video got more and more graphic, the tension in the room was suffocating. She was lightly playing with her boob through her t-shirt, and I was squeezing my dick through my jeans. Once she got a look at my bulge, she paused for a second. "Fuck this," she said, lifting her skirt just above her panties and slipping her hand under the waistband. My eyes were glued to her as this relieved exhalation eased out of her lips. Those perfect fucking lips. I tried my best to pretend I cared about anything that was happening on the screen, but I couldn't have possibly given less of a shit. I unzipped my pants and began to squeeze my dick through the fabric of my boxer briefs. That got her attention. By this time, we were both full on playing with ourselves, intently concentrating on our mutual masturbation, with the porn buzzing away in our periphery. One of her hands was keeping her panties tugged low for ease of access. Not quite taking them off, but holding them low enough that I could see her shaved mound while she worked her G-spot. Finally, I broke. I pulled my dick out completely and started stroking it out in the open. She gave this look that was almost like resignation, despite me literally not saying a word to her, and she got up, stripped naked, and knelt in front of me. "You're not going to tell anybody about this, got it?" she demanded, more than asked. "I promise," I lied. And before I could close my mouth, she wrapped hers around my throbbing cock. Let me tell you that there's no way to effectively describe the way this woman sucks cock. I can't do it justice. She was both an artist and a savage fucking animal. Those lips slid up and down, while she grunted. I swear to God, she growled a little at some point. She was methodical. She was enthusiastic. She was starving. It didn't take long with her slurping and sucking, licking me up and down, before taking my cock all the way down to the base, for me to start feeling that familiar sensation. I was going to come. Hard. For whatever reason, I started panicking a little, and just before I came, I pulled my dick out of her mouth in an attempt to make it last longer. It didn't work. I covered her face, coated her perfect lips, blasted a rope or two of cum across her cheek and her forehead. It took her by surprise, but she chuckled. "Fucking asshole," she chided me sarcastically, kissing the side of my cock with her soft, plump lips. Half of me was in shock, and the other half had achieved nirvana. I looked over her pretty, painted face, dripping with cum. Then, I had a very unfortunate realization. I was in love. Thanks for listening, everyone. If this show got you hard, then you owe me a 5-star rating. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button, and don't forget to come chat with me on Reddit or X. Adios, mi amores.